to Amanda Ferguson now in Belfast, because Boris Johnson is heading there today to meet with the political parties. What sort of reception will he get, Amanda?
Well, I think that he's likely to get the what's described as the hairdryer treatment from all of the parties, because they're all annoyed with the UK government for one reason or another. I think the most important meeting that he'll probably have is with the DUP, because they're the party that's causing the blockage at Stormont.
Now, he's been writing for the Belfast Telegraph, talking about a range of things, including the protocol, the Good Friday Agreement, legacy language and abortion. In terms of the protocol, he's talking about reforming it rather than scrapping it. What will the DUP make of that?
Well, they won't be happy with that. You know, we saw on Sunday an initial statement came out from Downing Street in the morning, which was really focusing on urging the parties to restore power sharing. You know, whenever he's on his visit, that's the message that he'll be bringing to them. But then, of course, the headline in this morning's Belfast Telegraph is Boris Johnson: let's fix protocol and not scrap it. Now, the DUP has made clear that they want Northern Ireland, as they see it, restored to the UK's internal market. So the Prime Minister's kind of given with one hand and taken with the other. There's something for everyone in his platform piece and in the statement that's come out. He has said that the UK will take action if the EU doesn't alter its stance on the deal. But it's interesting to notice that the language that's being used in Dublin and in London is slightly similar, in that we've heard a lot about there being a landing spot or a landing ground or a landing zone. So that's kind of shared language that the British and Irish governments are talking about with regard to the protocol, because I think everybody's aware that while the protocol isn't perfect, it is there for a specific reason, and everyone acknowledges that it needs to be finessed. But of course, it's causing a deep concern, particularly to unionist politicians. So I wouldn't envy his task today, but I'd imagine it'll be a bit of a box ticking exercise, a flying visit. You know, the parties are going to outline the position that they've been outlining since the election, and then of course in the mix as well we have the promised action on Irish language and women's reproductive rights, and also the legacy of the past proposals, which are going to upset victims groups.
But no definitive timeline on bringing forward legislation on those particular issues.
No, within weeks has been mentioned, but you know, what does that mean? Does it mean next week? Does it mean in the coming weeks, or does that turn into months? I'd imagine that activists within the women's sector, within the language sector, you know, will be waiting patiently. But you know, we know that there will be street protests planned, at least for Irish language demonstrators who are sort of garnering support and celebrity endorsement at the moment. They're getting people like Adrian Dunbar and James Nesbitt, the actors, to back their campaign for the Irish language legislation to be pushed through. There isn't going to be a meeting of minds on the legacy proposals. They have moved, the UK government has moved from a position where it would be a blanket amnesty to a position where if people cooperate with investigators, that they would be, you know, given immunity on that basis. So the detail of that will be very interesting. But you know, you only have to listen to someone like Sandra from the Wave Trauma Centre in Belfast, who used a very sort of striking example to highlight what the UK government's proposing around legacy, because she suggested the murder of John Molloy, a young man from North Belfast who was stabbed to death in a sectarian attack. She said, how is that any different from Stephen Lawrence's murder in England? But under the UK government proposals, it would be a case of if those who are responsible for John Molloy's murder came forward and said that they murdered him because he was a Catholic, then they somehow, you know, have told the truth and then are given, you know, this sort of get out of jail free card by the UK government. And the really amongst the victims groups, while there's an appreciation that criminal justice reparations aren't really going to be available to many people, that they feel as if the UK government's essentially saying that Irish lives don't matter, that there isn't as much value in lives that have been lost during the conflict here as there are in other parts of the UK.
Amanda, more on this across the day. Amanda Ferguson in Belfast, thank you.